Katsukan, 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 ooh. From the ashes is Viga the Oda Gal, your Oda Gal who does stuff. Shit. Well, that's all ruined. So, today is what some of you have been waiting for, the KatsuCon 2008 coverage. Oh man, through this convention, I got so many AMVs of the week. I mean, got some first impressions of anime. Oh man, there's so much to say about it. I'm not sure, but I might have to do a three-parter or a two-parter. Because I don't want to be too long. I mean, come on. How many people want to listen to one girl talk about one con for about, I don't know, 40, 50 minutes? Or even more than that, because there's some stories I gotta tell you. I might have to split this up. Because, well, I guess I'm going to just jump right into it. There's no interesting news that happened during the weekend, so, eh. And, well, the AMVs of the week will just have to hold off this time. I'm sorry. I did see some pretty amazing ones, though. All right, let's start.
Making your way up to the registration. Hoping they don't confiscate your local drunk gun. The hotel staff really seems impressed. They've never seen Zardoz fully dressed. And just don't go to that secret floor. Strange goings on behind that door. Oh, what the heck, you only live once. And your friends will be talking about it for months. What happens at the con stays at the con. That's all the information you need. Come Monday morning, never forget what went on. Strange goings on indeed.
Friday. Well, actually, Thursday. Yes, why am I starting on Thursday? Because I had to take the freaking metro from work back to home to the hotel after picking up my stuff. And already I saw some glimmer of the con starting. I ran onto the subway and I found Utena cosplayers. Not cosplayed as Utena already, but they had their gear. I mean, once I saw the sword and once I saw the rose rings, I was like, whoa, start a conversation. Got to the metro and I forgot about this Mao Long fucking Escalator of Doom. Yes, what's good about the location? The metro is less than a block away. In fact, it's across the street. So, if you're in DC, then I hope you did take the metro. If you drove down here, I'm sorry. The parking sucks. Park at a metro and then take the train in. That's my word of advice to you. And I don't even drive. So, whatever. Anyway, after conquering the Mao Long Escalator of Doom, which is like two escalators. I mean, one very long one and one half long one. Imagine that. I walk into the con. I see people hanging out in the lobby. Saw AMV guy who I found out his name was Doug. There's more story to that. And I already seen cosplayers. People pre-regging. All of that stuff. I was like, damn. Already people are cosplaying on a Thursday? Because this is my first time staying at KatsuCon in the actual hotel. So it was a bit different experience than previous KatsuCons where I would commute in or drive in with friends. Anyway, had a good time, watched some anime in my room, played some games, had a very huge, epic level pillow. Well, I witnessed the pillow fight and brought reinforcements. Dude, it's amazing when you see a guy jump from one bed to another bed to the chair and then, like, just go karate pillow kick ass this other guy. Oh, man, it was awesome. And then you know, everything started out fine. Woke up around, well, I guess you could say early Friday, and went straight to it. I was like, got my badge. It only took, well, actually, it was longer in the morning. All the people who stayed there lined up in the morning for it. It was much shorter throughout the day, I heard. It only took like 5 or 10 minutes for my friends who got there later on in the afternoon on Friday, and I just talked with them in line. It took like nothing. For me, it took about, well, I was able to go to the McDonald's, get breakfast for me and two of my other friends, and walk back to the line. And yeah, it was much longer in the morning. But besides that, it was cool. We got our badge. We had our Egg McMuffins. We ate them. So met up with other friends. It was awesome. Now, for the actual beginning of the con, nothing starts until 12 noon. But it was already well underway with the game room, the tabletop gaming, which I only walked into maybe twice that weekend. It didn't smell as usual. It lost its smell. Well, except for maybe one time, but, anyway, game room, check that out. Alright, for those of you who don't know, Kotsucon, their game room is unique. One room is just filled with just old school arcade cabinets. I mean, got Pac-Man, you got Rampart, you got that racing, like just racing games, you got a bunch of old stuff. And they had pinball. Dude, pinball. I could do a whole episode on how I love pinball. And I used to be super good as a kid, got the high score machines, but I lost all my power as I found out at Kotsucon. Oh, sad. Anyway, Friday, the first thing I went to that was actually on the schedule was Anime Named That Tune, which I kicked ass at. I was almost not in the contest because when he picked me to answer one of the questions, to get your 8 people and put them on the panel and whatever, I said, shit! And they were like, that's not the answer. I mean, stay! From Full Metal Alchemist, they were like, that's the answer. Yes, every time I didn't know it, I just ended up saying shit. And I've been known for saying shit a lot. I was like, shit! No, out of nowhere! Also, during that game, which was well run, by the way, Anime Named That Tune was really well run. And the guys were very charismatic and awesome doing it, this guy and a girl. They also helped run the masquerade, which is more of a tale later. But, yes, during some of the songs, me and the contested gallery who had like separate seating just waiting for our turns to get up there and, you know, challenge each other. When the Super Gals theme song came on, it was me, I think Doug, and this really big fanboy with a Uhura hat all just singing it, and everyone's looking at us like, what the hell? And we were all like, yeah. Yeah, a lot of weird things happen at conventions that I was involved in. Oh, man. And dancing and singing isn't the end of it. But anyway, afterwards, after all the qualifications were done, after all the battles that I fought, it was down to me, an AMV guy, whose name is Doug. Now, if you ever go to Kotsucon or AUSA, you know that guy who has the laptop or the computer, used to bring a whole desktop. Now he has a laptop and a big screen. He shows AMVs and Japanese stuff at the con, just randomly, at a table. One Kotsucon, he was set up in the artist alley doing it with an extra table. Another Kotsucon, he was set up by Live One. Again, he was set up by Live One this time. And at AUSA, he was set up in the artist alley. That guy, that's the guy I went against, who really knows his stuff and is really good at these anime game shows, man. Because after going to one in the AUSA, I really like them. Anyway, it was down to me and him. And then the panel time ran out. And it was time for the Goth Loli panel. So, the guy announced, well, you will be selling this out in front of blah 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 thousand people on the masquerade stage during halftime. And I was like, oh my god! And he's like, oh, man, but that's a trivia game. And I was like, oh, wait, that's Challenger and Fire type, too. But these were well before, as we found out later. And, yeah, the masquerade stage, bowing it out in Anime Named Neptune. And that was on Saturday. We'll get to that soon. There's more stuff to talk about. Oh my god. Alright, so then after just walking around, chilling out on Friday, there was the anime music videos, which I didn't stay for the entire thing for, because there was other things that were going on I wanted to see. Like Geek Comedy Tour, which was awesome, but the thing was, I went to them last year, and I noticed that some of them used the same material from last year. They had some new material leaked in, either that or I just didn't remember it from last year. I'm not sure if it was new or just don't remember it from last year, but a lot of it I remembered from last year. And I was like, man, they could have made new material or what the heck. But some of the new stuff was really hilarious and they're still worth seeing. And if you haven't heard them before like I did, then you will be cracking your ass up. You would love this. Geek Comedy Tour, it's fucking awesome. I mean, Geek Comedy Tour can just jump Uncle Yo. And based on what I heard of Uncle Yo, heard about him, I didn't want to see him. I was like, fuck that shit. Anyway, Geek Comedy Tour was awesome. The AMV contest, I didn't stay the entire thing for because of that. And based on what I've seen, even though I'm not really into drama, action, well, action I'm into. I wasn't into all the things. I mostly love the upbeat and love the comedy. But they actually broke it up in a different way. They started out with action, and then romance, and then upbeat, which is what I've seen. Then they went to drama, which is usually the least liked. It's very, mostly just slow songs and stuff like that. And they always end on a funny note, which is comedy. And, yeah, I missed the comedy and just a little of the drama because of it. But again, I was like, dude, I'll just go home and download all of this. Or I'll just see it at the second showing if I want to. And after the Geek Comedy Tour was the anime match game, which I stayed for. I was like, my friends left from the, they was like, okay, Geek Comedy Tour, let's go concert or rave or whatever they did. I was like, I'm staying for the match game because I always either missed the match game, or I forget about the match game, or at first I didn't even know about the match game at one point. And the ones who ran it this year is my favorite podcasters, Geek Night, so I knew it was going to be awesome. And it was awesome and hilarious. And I remember reading on a forum about some feedback or things people were saying about KatsuCon. This one guy put on this long, semi-hilarious, because it's not really all funny, semi-hilarious list of things referring to KatsuCon 08. He's like, yes, I learned that you could take down an entire group of people and narrow them down to two by raising your hands. And when I think back to that scene, what is it, a movie? Well, anyway, I think that was hilarious. And I was like, wow, so this is the match game. Nice. So, if you ever see the match game, and you know Geek Knights are there, go to the match game, because you're going to have a fucking good time. Also, was Late Night KatsuCon, which I didn't stay all for. I left out because I had to do something, or had to see someone, or hang out, or eat, or whatever I did. And then I came back for some of it. I heard this epic story from Steve Bennett, revolving around his hat. And stuff in general, that some of which I heard, some of which I haven't heard. But he's a very cool gentleman, and there's another story that happened on Sunday, and I think Saturday, yeah, Saturday and Sunday, revolving him. Well, revolving? Whatever. You know what I mean. Involving. But, after which, went to the dance a little bit. DJ Luminol was in the house. Like, usually he does it on Saturday, but he did it on Friday this time because Greg Ayers was rocking the house on Saturday. Oh, man, the rave. The rave. Fuck yeah. But it wasn't as good as, you know, it could have been for me. I don't know. I mean, it just was kind of, you know, your standard fare. Although I do like the DJ, He's awesome. It was just kind of your standard fare in raves. So I decided to just go and, well, let's use this thing called an ID and see what's playing in the 18 plus room. No Money was a bit funny. No Money reminds me of Gravitation, except, you know, it has to deal with the mafia, rich people. Well, Gravitation deals with rich people. Mostly with the mafia and this, the most moe-looking blonde character I ever seen. And then you have the most manly-looking character. So it's like a clash. And then started Anal Sanctuary. Now, let me tell you about this. If you're... I think you should just turn off the pod. You know what? Fast forward 5 minutes, because you're about to hear a rant and a declaration. Okay. I thought it was going to be maybe something like a parody of Angel Sanctuary or whatever. It revolved around this school, I guess a music school. Starts out, you know, chick sucking this guy off. That's alright. I'm cool with that. Then next scene, well, not the direct next scene, but later on, a little bit later on, you know, some tentacles come out the ground and start going around this chick. I'm like, okay, I could deal with that to an extent. Then started going to orifices I do not like seeing, okay? Cringing a little. Then she got filled up with goo, tentacle goo. I was like, okay, I'm getting uncomfortable here. She shits. The tentacles eat the shit, then the tentacles spit the shit on her, and I was like, what the fuck? No! No, this is not good head no! Fuck! What? Who the fuck gets off on this? What the fuck is everyone's... Ah! And I was like, okay, it's over. That's not gonna happen twice in one hentai. Oh, man, I'm so stupid. I am so stupid, because the innocent-looking girl, the innocent pink-haired girl... You know, now she has the original chick and the guy who's doing all this with his evil violin. You know, she gets bondage. I was like, okay, bondage. I could deal with that. I think that's cool. All right. Okay, whipping her. Yeah, that's good. Okay, using a dildo. All right. Nothing wrong with that. People do it every day. Okay, no, don't do that to her. Don't... What are you... injecting into her? No, not shit again! Fuck! Shit! Shit everywhere! Why is she... Why is the scat head top... And that's when I just stood up. Like, all my college friends were with me. Because my other crew of friends, they don't really like the hentais or the porns. Well, some of them do. The guys do. One of the girls don't mind. Two of the girls are like, ew. So, it was mostly just college friends. And I was like... You know what? Fuck this. I'm out of here. I did not come to see Two Girls, One Cup, the Japanese version. And then one of my friends were like, I'm with you, Vega. I'm out of here. And I was like, fuck. Fuck this thing. I just said, fuck, fuck, fuck. And everyone probably looked at me saying, fuck. And saw me storm out the room in disgust. I proceeded to tell some of my friends at the con. Alright, speaking of things at the people at the con. Well, people I met at the con. Yes, I got to meet up with Marcus Shanks, who is an awesome artist. He works on Chishuji with Antarctic Press. He also does a lot of his own stuff, which is awesome, freelancing. Showed me some stuff he was working on, like this really cool software to make your video game. And some stuff he was working on the computer. And he's doing great. Met up with people at his table, which was awesome. I told him about this. He's like, damn. Yeah. I told a lot of people about my disgust over Anal Sanctuary. I think I'll have to... Oh, man, I'm not sure if I should do a show on it now, because I basically said what I needed to say. If I do, it's going to be a filler if I say it again. But, I think I'm going to give up hentai. Yeah, you heard me. This thing has scared me into submission. I am thoroughly saddened and... creeped out, and the whole time my stomach just I wanted to throw up, and no, goddamn it, no, goddamn it, no. And now I'm talking about it, I feel like I have to go throw up. Damn, no, no, That should not be in a hentai. But a lot of people enjoyed it. Or enjoyed making fun of it. I hope you didn't enjoy it in the way that people use hentai to enjoy it. Because if you do, you're a sick freak. But the thing about watching hentai in a group, it's fun. Because you could basically MST3K it to death with each other. Make fun of it with each other. Make jokes to each other. Anyone watching it seriously? Anyone watching that seriously? Yeah. Got problems. Alright, that part of the Katsukod report is done. What kind of Katsukod report is this? Just fuck shit up. Afterwards, I don't know, just me saying, yo, fuck this, I'm going to bed. Fuck it all. Fuck it all. Other things that happened on Friday. This was like earlier in the day. Met up with my friends, the Unadults, who is my main crew. Troy, Seth, Joe, Matt, Mark, Ken, Steve. Anyway. Yeah, met up with them, had some fun, and, you know, talking, being in the game room, talking about shit. I also wanted to really meet Geek Nights, because they're awesome guys. Dude, this podcast I'm a big fan of. And I was like, but I'm so shy, Cecily. Why don't you just go? Because I'm da-da-da-da-da. Well, you should just da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, whatever. So, I ended up being dragged by Cess. I was like, no, Cess, no, Cess. I'm not, no, 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 no. Hi, Rim. Hi. And if she didn't do that, I would have chickened out again like I did at Otakon when I could have met them. But I chickened out and walked away. Because, yeah, I'm an extrovert. Yeah, I like meeting people. But the more awesome you are, the more shy you can get. So it's like, but once that shyness is broken, it's like, yo! And it was. And I was happy. And I was like, thank you, Cecily. Oh, yeah, you're a pussy. I was like, fuck you. Yeah, this will be in three parts. Because, well, we're already almost reaching a 25 mark, which I try to keep the show under 25. So yeah, if you're listening to this for the first time, I'm Vega. I hope I didn't bore you to death. I hope you're not creeped out by my description of anal sanctuary. I also hope you're not under 18 to even hear my rant on anal sanctuary. As well as, you know, any cuss words I may have said already. Pick me up on the voicemail. Pick me up on the email. Pick me up on the comments on the blogspot. It's all in the ending credits. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, man. Oh, another funny experience that happened on Friday. Cecily is my wild best friend who does things that are crazy. I'm talking to my other friend. She comes up. She's like, hey, baby. Hey, who are you talking to my woman? And I play along with it because I'm fucking, I don't care. So I was like, hey, this is my girlfriend. Kiss her on the cheek. Girl gets freaked out and run. I was like, "Ew! Wait! Come back! No!" Sighs. Cecily laughs. My man. Hell yeah. And more next time. Hotel situations. Because there's some stuff that happened to me. Happened to a lot of different people. And it was a major point of complaint at the feedback. As well as, well, personal, as well as stories involving it. What was the event that happened at the masquerade that was alluded to? Who was doing what sexy at the rave? What challenger is on fire and the cough syrup of the liquor industry? Find out tomorrow on the Otagal Podcast. Yeah, I need some cool sound effects or an announcer guy. That would have been more epic. And that was just Vega the Otagal. Please go to vegatheotagal.blogspot.com if you want to see all the links, show notes, and videos. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening and Keshi for the closing. Also, call up the voicemail at 206-222-1902. Or just try the email at vegatheotagal@gmail.com. or leave a comment on the Blogspot page, and join our forums. Thank you for listening, and remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Bye.